Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, I am Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International, and this is the Strategic Christian Leadership Podcast, episode number 73. The simple purpose of this podcast is to help Christian leaders understand how planning and strategizing is important to carrying out the Great Commission, because we're up against a strategizing devil. Our Bible passage for this episode is Philippians chapter 2, verse 3, which says, "Let nothing be done through strife or vain glory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves." Our quote for this episode is from Peter Drucker, who said, "Rank does not confer privilege or give power. It imposes responsibility." In this podcast, we are going through the fine books, Advanced Strategic Planning, A New Model for Church and Ministry Leaders, by Aubrey Malfers, Deliberate Simplicity, How the Church Does More by Doing Less, by Dave Browning, and Humilitas, A Lost Key to Life, Love, and Leadership by Dr. John Dixon. Our topic today is part 10 of chapter 4, Developing a Biblical Mission. What we are supposed to be doing from Advanced Strategic Planning, A New Model for Church and Ministry Leaders by Dr. Aubrey Malfers. He continues as follows, shared versus unshared. Some churches have consciously developed and articulated a mission statement, but most have not. Once the church has articulated such a statement, it may discover that some or even many of its people do not share the same mission. They lack mission alignment. People join churches for different reasons, and as stated above, many bring their own personal mission with them, which dictates their reasons for joining. A shared ministry mission is essential to the church's effectiveness. Unshared ministry missions lead to disunity and hold potential for disaster. Pulling people apart, not together. Therefore, it is most important that a church address this issue with its congregants. I suggest that a good time and place to do this is when a person joins the church. It is my conviction that every church should have a new members class where it orients its new people to its values, mission, vision, and strategy, as well as other matters such as doctrine. The idea is to get as many people as possible on the same page at the very beginning of their church experience to achieve maximum ministry effectiveness. Correct versus incorrect. While most or all churches have a ministry mission, it may not be the correct mission. My experience is that most churches fall into this category More than 2,000 years ago, the Savior predetermined and gave the church its biblical mission. It is the Great Commission to make, evangelize, and mature, edify believers. A church that pursues any other mission is pursuing the wrong mission, no matter how noble it may be. For example, the mission of some teaching churches is to preach the Bible. The mission of some worship-oriented churches is to worship God. And some churches' mission, often but not always smaller churches, is fellowship. Do not misunderstand what I am saying. These are all good things that are found in the Bible, but they by themselves are not the Great Commission, and they are not the Great Commandment. They may lead to the Great Commission. We pray so, but are not the totality of it. Therefore, it is imperative that once a church discovers its mission, it ask itself, is our mission the correct mission? Is our mission the mission that Christ gave us? Is it the Great Commission? If the answer is fuzzy or an outright no, the church will need to change its mission from whatever it is to what the Savior has determined that it be, the Great Commission. And I'm adding this, which I would add the Great Commandment as well, because they go together. If you love God and you love people, then you will witness to people. To continue to pursue the wrong or incorrect mission is a violation of Holy Scripture and disobedience to God's will for the church. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for this time together around your holy word in the Great Commission. Help us to get back to it. Forgive us of our sins of not obeying the Great Commandment or the Great Commission in your church. Help us all to humble ourselves and to pray and to seek your face and to turn from our wicked ways and to repent and get back to you, Lord Jesus Christ, our first love. And Lord God in heaven, I pray that you would save those who are lost as they listen to the gospel right now. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. Now, beloved, if you have never trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior, today is your day. Here's how you can be saved from sin and hell and have a home in heaven when you die. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law, and so have I. We all have. For the Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact, dear friend, that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell right now without Christ. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now this is bad news indeed, but I have some good news for you, and I proclaim it to you today. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, his name is Jesus Christ," he was speaking about himself, "that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will save you. Romans chapter 10 verse 9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will. May God bless you and keep you.